Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The good news of the gospel begins by telling the sons of God that their sin has been laid to the account of Jesus Christ. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Lord Jesus willingly imputed the sin of his people to his own self. He had no sin of his own, nor was his person ever tainted by the sin of his elect. But he took upon himself the curse of their sin, and became in the eyes of the law and his Father a sinner worthy of death. Because their sin was imputed to him, he died an awful death, separated from everything that he held dear, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. At the same time he was imputing their sin to himself, he also was imputing his righteousness to them. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Justification is primarily a legal term. To justify means to pronounce or declare that someone or some action is acceptable. Justification is the act of God in declaring that his elect sons are perfectly righteous and accepted in his sight on the basis of Christ having borne their sin and his judgment and having imputed his righteousness to them. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There are basically two perspectives of justification taught in the Scriptures. One is that the legal decree which takes place in the court of heaven, wherein the sons of God are judged as having fulfilled all the law's demands because of what Christ has done in their behalf. Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The other takes place in the mind and understanding of men, as God causes men to hear the gospel and believe it. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Those who believe are convinced of their justification through the gift of faith. Are you reconciled to God by Christ? My soul.